Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking an Amen style break roll and pushing it straight into that 90s inspired dark DNB jungle pressure zone using only Ableton Live 12 stock tools. And just to be clear, this is not about making the break louder for the sake of it. It's about making it feel heated, gritty, and dangerous while still keeping the swing, the shuffle, and the personality that make an Amen feel alive. If you've been producing for a while, you probably already know that a break like this is more than just drums. In jungle and darker drum and bass, the Amen often acts like a tension engine. It can drive a build, carry a middle section, answer a vocal, or tease the drop before the bass lands. So the goal here is to saturate it in a way that adds density and aggression, without flattening the groove. Let's start at the beginning with the source material. Load an Amen break into Ableton, and if you already have a good edit, great. If not, grab a clean 1 or 2 bar loop, where the kick and snare relationship is still easy to hear. For this style, it really helps to slice the break to a new MIDI track by Transients. That gives you individual control over the hits, which is exactly what you want for an Amen roll. Now, when you build the pattern, don't rush to overfill it. Keep the main backbeats there obvious. Let the ghost notes do the work. Let the short hat tails and tiny snare fragments create motion between the strong hits. The dark vibe often comes from the spaces around the drums, not from stuffing every possible subdivision. That's a big mindset shift if you're used to modern hyper-edited drums. Jungle energy is about push and pull. The kick, the snare, the room tone, the little bits of dust in between those hits, that's where the character lives. Once you've got the chop working musically, organize it. Put the slices in a drum rack if that suits your workflow, and group the break into a dedicated drum bus. I'd keep this kind of setup simple and practical. One track for the Amen slices, one for sub, one for reese or mid-bass, and one for rag of vocal chops or FX. The point is to hear the break in context early, because a saturated break that sounds amazing alone might fight the bass the second you bring it in. Before you touch the saturation, clean up the break a little. Add EQ8 on the break bus and high pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz, just to remove the inaudible rumble. If the break feels muddy, a small dip somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz can help. Don't overdo it. We're not trying to sterilize the sample. In this style, the room tone and hiss are part of the atmosphere. We're just making sure the distortion reacts to useful content, not low-end junk. This is also a good time to think about headroom. Give yourself a bit of space. You want the break sitting somewhere around -6 to -8 dB before saturation, so the processing has room to work. And make sure the snare still cuts clearly before the drive goes on. Now for the fun part. Saturation, but in stages. A classic mistake is throwing one huge distortion or one heavy saturator on the entire break and calling it done. That usually kills the movement. A better approach is layering the drive. Start with saturator on the break bus. Turn on soft clip. Try drive somewhere around +2 to +6 dB to start. You can experiment with analog clip or soft sign depending on how sharp or rounded you want the crack to feel. If you want more of a parallel vibe, blend with dry slash wet somewhere in a 40 to 70% range. Then add drum bus, either before or after saturator depending on the flavor you want. Use a modest amount of drive, a little crunch, and keep boom very subtle unless the kick really needs extra weight. If the saturation starts softening the transients too much, bring transients up slightly. The important thing is to add attitude without turning the break into a flat wall. And here's the key teacher note. Drive the break from the mids upward. If the saturation is only making the low end fatter, you're probably missing the actual character. The Amen lives in the snare bark, the hat fizz, the room grit, and the little bits of friction between the hits. That's what reads as dark, damaged, and old school. Once the break is reacting nicely, resample it. This is a very DNB move, and it's especially useful in a ragga context, because it lets you commit to a sound and then work with it like a printed sample. Route the break bus to a new audio track, record the processed loop, and consolidate your best take. Now you've got something you can edit, chop, reverse, and automate with more confidence. After resampling, you can duplicate the clip and make one version cleaner and one version dirtier. That gives you instant contrast later in the arrangement. Maybe the intro uses the cleaner one, and the pre-drop or final drop uses the nastier one. That contrast is what keeps a dark jungle section feeling alive. Next, let's shape the roll over time. Add auto filter either on the break bus or on the resampled clip. Start with a low pass cutoff around 6 to 10 kHz if you want the opening bars to feel darker and more restrained. Then automate the cutoff to open gradually over 2 or 4 bars. Add a touch of resonance, but keep it moderate. You want urgency, not squeal. This is where the tension really starts to build. You can start with a filtered amen under a rag, a vocal chop, or a sub pulse. Then slowly open the break as the phrase develops. By the final bar, push the saturation a bit more, maybe widen the clip slightly with utility, and give the listener that sense of something dangerous about to land. That gradual reveal is a huge part of jungle arrangement language. It's not always about giant risers. Sometimes it's just the break getting nastier and more open as the drop approaches. Now let's talk about stereo discipline, because this matters a lot once the break gets saturated. Saturated breaks can spread out in weird ways, especially in the high end and room noise. That can sound exciting, but your low end needs to stay focused. Use utility to keep the low end mono, and if the break is getting too wide overall, narrow it a bit. The sub and kick should own the bottom. The amen should deliver the mid-range aggression and rhythmic texture. If needed, split the processing. You can duplicate the break. Keep one version full band and saturated, and on the duplicate high pass the top and widen it slightly for air. That way the core rhythm stays center, while the extra grit lives in the upper range. Very useful if you're building a heavier roller. Since this lesson sits in the ragga elements world, we should also make room for call and response. That's where the break can really shine. Try dropping in a chopped vocal stab between snare hits, or add a short dub siren hit on the offbeat, or throw a delay on the last snare of the phrase using echo or delay. A dotted eighth or quarter note delay with moderate feedback can give you a really nice dubwise tail. Filter the repeats so they don't clutter the mix. The idea is not to overload the section, but to make the break feel like it's answering the vocal or bass phrase. That interplay is huge in rag-inflected DNB. The break doesn't just play through the arrangement. It converses with it. Now, before you call it done, always test the break against the bass. This is where a lot of people get caught out. A saturated amen can sound massive on its own, then suddenly feel weak or messy when the sub and res arrive. So check the drums and bass together. Make sure the kick isn't fighting the sub note. Make sure the snare still dominates the upper mids. Make sure the break isn't masking the movement of the res. And if there's a clash somewhere in the 150 to 400 Hz range, carve out a little space with EQ8, rather than brute forcing the volume. A useful rule here is this: let the sub stay clean and mono, and let the break carry the texture above it. If that balance is right, the whole thing will feel bigger than it is. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't overdrive the whole break bus. If everything is crushed equally, the phrase loses shape. Second, don't kill the transients. The amen needs that snap. Third, don't let the low end get fuzzy. Fourth, don't make the roll so busy that the snare can't breathe. And fifth, don't work in isolation. Always check the drums with the bass. If you want to push this even further, here's the advanced mindset. Think contrast, not just dirt. A convincing dark jungle roll usually works because the first hit of the phrase feels more restrained, and the later hits feel more aggressive. If every bar is equally smashed, the ear stops noticing the movement. So automate drive, filter, or width in a way that creates a real emotional arc across the phrase. You can also treat ghost notes like arrangement tools. Push those tiny slices a little harder than the main hits, and they can create that restless feeling without adding extra notes. That's a very classic move. The tiny details are often what make the whole thing feel authored rather than looped. A quick practice exercise before you move on. Build a one-bar amen roll that becomes a two-bar tension phrase. Slice it into at least six meaningful hits. Put a strong snare on two and four. Add at least two ghost notes. High-pass the rumble. Add saturator with around plus 4 dB drive and soft clip-on. Add drum bus with light drive and a touch of crunch. Resample it. Then automate auto-filter so the roll opens from dark to bright over two bars. Test it with a mono sub and a simple res. Make one version cleaner and one dirtier, and see which one fits your darker drop better. If you want the short version of the whole lesson, it's this. Clean the break first, saturate it in stages, resample it for control, automate the tension, and always build it in context with the bass and rag elements. Do that, and your amen roll won't just sound distorted. It'll sound alive, dark, and properly DNB. Alright, next step. Open your project, grab an amen, and make it sound like it's been dragged through smoke and circuitry.